And we're hearing about plenty of people who are flocking to London to be part of this historic occasion. And I'm sure it is causing quite a lot of chaos when it comes to travelling around the region. Megan Singleton joins me now. How are you, Megan?
I'm good, and I wish I was going to London. But, do you know, if you were trying to get there this week, I looked up the flights last night. The cheapest I could get, this is on Skyscanner, so you can put all the airlines together. Mm. Over $5,000 in economy class to get to London over the next 2 weeks. And then I was actually looking, as opposed to if you go in November, it's $2,500. So that's the difference. It's actually jumped up that much just to get there next week.
But is that what happens if you're trying to get a last minute flight? Or is it has it specifically increased at the moment because of demand?
Yeah, it'd be absolutely specifically this. Yeah, absolutely, because you can sort of, I mean, you will pay a little bit more, but not twice as much, I don't think, to go next week. To be honest, I haven't actually checked what it would cost in a normal week to book 1 week in advance, but because I'm looking at lots of airline combos, you know, you start with Air New Zealand, but you can go through the States, you could go through Asia, you could go through the Middle East. We've got a lot of options once you get out of Auckland to make it get cheaper flights, but they're just not available. And then I looked up, because I love Windsor Castle, and it's one of my things I say to people when they're going to London, do add a day to go out to Windsor Castle. Well, you can't get a train from Paddington to Windsor next week or even this week at the moment. So you have to hitchhike, actually, to get out to Windsor Castle, I think, at the moment.
So have people purchased tickets already and the trains are full?
Yes. Trains are full. So it's a 45-minute journey on a normal day. To go out to Windsor Castle. The castle itself is 1,000 years old. And what you'll get as part of your... So you should book your tickets online. We actually sort of winged it and got a timed entry. But this was, you know, not in amongst this crazy week. So definitely book tickets online for the foreseeable because this is where Queen Elizabeth will be laid to rest in St. George's Chapel. Mm. Now, there's a royal vault and then there's the George VI vault. She'll apparently be, or the George VI Chapel, pardon me, that's underneath. Now, the public can't go in there. You're not allowed to go down there. But what you will see is other royals that are entombed. Well, not, you know, like they've got amazing marble sort of sculptures and things where their coffins are within, all within that chapel. And, of course, that's where Meghan and Harry got married. And at the moment, Prince Philip is not in the same vault, but he will be moved to lie beside the Queen, and her sister is there and her parents are there. And so it's just going to be a really special, special place to not only go and just twirl in circles about the history that you're standing in, but also to pay respects to Her Majesty anytime. You don't have to get to Westminster next week to do it, which I think is really cool.
I was talking to Robert Hardman earlier in the show, who's a royal biographer and correspondent for sort of 30 years and things, and he was just saying it's already becoming quite a concern, the number of people, of course, who are going to want to pay their respects while
at Westminster.
Yes, at Westminster and various other places that she is going to be. So,
did you read that 200,000 people walked past the Queen Mother?
Yes.
And she was lying in Westminster. It's going to be massive. I mean, if you've been to Beijing, you'll know that people queue up hours and hours every single day of the week just to walk around Mao Zedong's
I have done that. And I have.
How long did you wait?
It wasn't too long. Hours? It was maybe half a day. Yeah. And then Lenin in Moscow as well.
Wow. So I think this will be part of it. You know, we will be able to go to Windsor. We will be able to go to St. George's Chapel. It's not like where Princess Diana was laid to rest, which is in her family home, you can't visit. So I just think it's a really special thing to add to your trips to London. And then, of course, there's so many amazing things. You need to allow at least half a day at Windsor Castle to really have a good look around. You're allowed inside the state rooms and see where the Queen hosted and now the King will be hosting state dinners. And you get to see generations of chinaware and gifts and armoury that have been handed down and gifted to the royal family. I just love all that stuff. So it's just going to be a really special place. And to be honest, the royal family have done for tourism for Britain what I don't think any other country has got. So it will stay. The monarchy will stay. Everything about Britain is around the royals when you think about it.
Thank you so much, Megan. Nice to talk to you.